It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Curd on Star 102.5.
Going to try and help out our listener, Bernie, today. He got a hold of us and asked us to help him track down Desiree, see if we could find out what happened. He's had no luck so far, so let's chat with Bernie first. How you doing, Bernie? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good. Thanks for reaching out, and we'll see if we can help you here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you met Desiree?
Well, we met at the club. We saw each other across the room. We just started dancing together. It went really well. I thought we were vibing, and then I asked for a number. So that's how it went.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. She gave it to you, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And all right. And so then did you go out after that, or was that the only time you were together?
We did. I asked her out on a date, and it went really well. I decided we should go wine tasting, and that was really nice. I thought dinner was a little too much, just because I didn't know if our personalities meshed, because we met at the club and it's hard to hold a conversation there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. But I assume then a conversation did mesh and it was good.
It did. It went great. I thought it left off pretty well too. I mean, we made out and everything.
Oh,
so
okay.
I can't imagine she had too bad of a time.
All right. So there was some chemistry. There was some chemistry there.
Yes.
Did anything happen that you can think of that would be a reason why she may not be calling you back? Maybe she said something during the date?
No, I don't. I mean, that's why I'm calling, right? I really have no clue as to why I'd be, you know, stuff like this.
As you're sitting through the school drop-off line,
we'll have more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Well, Bernie's really into Desiree. Is she seeing stars, too? Well, we'll ask her in 8 minutes.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.